press this button here. Let's go there.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day deep inside where I hide all my loneliness. You not? Can you identify that duo?
The Mamas and the Papas.
60, 59.
Oh, that is so sad. That is so sad. No, that was actually Peter and Gordon and A World Without Love.
Yeah, did you see them on the Dick Van Dyke Show?
You're listening to the
countdown. Yes, do you know who wrote that song?
No.
That was one of the first Lennon and McCartney hits.
Was it?
The Slade and
Wow.
39.
Yeah, they
38 right now.
Yeah, they came on the Dick Van Dyke Show, but they pretended they were another group.
Yeah, it's like it did World Without Love.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is show number 364.
27.
All right, 364.
All right.
Guys,
sing. Guys, counting down.
The Slade and Mason Show.
And he's so smooth. Like I see, all this stuff doesn't throw in the bit.
The he's like
it's nice
Mason
to know
Show. With X legs. He's so smooth.
Yes,
10 is our countdown to the Slade and Mason Show.
Like, so, okay. Like pudding.
Five, four.
Here we go.
Three.
Before here it is.
One. Shut up!
Now broadcast. Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia. It's the Slade and Mason Show.
Oh. Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Well, well, well.
Hell's bells.
Well, good morning, Mr. Slade.
Good morning, Mr. Mason.
Guten Tagen, lieben Morgen. All right, now this cacophony you're listening to is the Slade and Mason Show. It is all about you and us.
Mostly about us. It is like no radio show you've ever heard before he even opens his mouth and tells that lie.
It's like a radio program where we share with you news stories and things we see throughout the week. It's basically our take on it. We're just trying to have some fun. Don't take it too seriously. It really
don't get your underwear in a knot.
Yeah, really. It's basically, you know, you listen to the news and you go,
because you'll chafe.
You're like, no, that can't be. Did that happen? Wow. And then that's what happens. So we're just trying to have some fun. All the music you're listening to, unless we tell you otherwise, is brought to you by Dano Music. Like our opening. Our opening was actually done by Dano Music, and we just ruined
it.
And ruined it. Yes. We're kind of grandfathered in, but if you go, there's a few recordings he still has open, but most are locked down. Now, there's a picture from us of 2016 on Instagram. There's a picture from Twitter.
I still don't know where that is.
I don't know where it is. There's one from 2022 from Twitter, just to prove we're still alive. And there's one on Meta/Facebook from this year, from the beginning of this year.
That actually shows us actually alive.
Yes, because we were eating food at the time. It was great. Now
you got to come back. You got to come back. And we got to do that again.
Yeah. We'll do that. Soon. But not okay, today. I have a friend coming to visit me.
What's her name?
His name is Dave.
Dave's not here, man.
Hey, man, you got the weed? Did you lose the address? Man, write it down, man.
No, man, don't. I think the phone's in the corner, man.
Never mind.
Holy teeth.
Uchi la pasta. I don't know what that means. All right, now.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Too many Doritos, you know. All right, now that we've really,
now
you know,
really
alienated our Hispanic speaking coordinated people, Mr. Slade, you know,
yes,
comes a time from time to time where one has to ask these questions and ponder the world and wonder, is there an opportunity where one can say, my, oh my, I have a recording of a thought in my head, and it was brought to you by a gentleman by the name of J.D. Slade. And it's usually the preponderance of thought coming out of the gentleman's head, that would be you, about what you would have about thoughts and feelings regarding the Sunday morning observation.
You know, I am a proficient studier of the Lebanese poet Khalil Gibran.
Boosh.
And Khalil Gibran wrote a book.
Wait,
that was
wasn't
called...
he with the Bullets? All right, go ahead. Keep going.
Gibran wrote a book. I wrote a book entitled Thoughts and Meditations. And it is with that in mind that I bring you this morning's Sunday morning observation.
Okay.
Today is what date, Mr. Mason?
It is, oh, time to pay my bills. It is April. It is Sunday, April 28th, 2024, the 364th version of the Slade and Mason Show.
Ah, so that means that we are coming up on the month of May. May.
Or maybe. See what I did there?
The month that's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, except for maybe allergies, sunscreen anxiety, and that lingering dread of swimsuit season.
Ooh, that's right.
Now, don't get me wrong. May has its perks. It's like spring finally decided to stick around after that whole April Fool's joke it pulled on us.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers are popping like confetti.
Mm-hmm.
The birds are chirping like a symphony that isn't just car alarms.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's all chipper with that May flowers brings May showers nonsense.
Yeah.
Oh, but hold on a second. Hold on a second, May. You can't just sprinkle sunshine and rainbows without a healthy dose of what the heck weather. We're talking about the month that can throw a 70-degree day at you, followed by a surprise blizzard disguised as a spring sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
You open your closet in the morning completely confused about what layer of existential dread to wear. But listen, there's also the allergies, bless your heart,
oh
May.
My gosh.
But your idea of a fresh breeze is basically an all-you-can-sniffle buffet for my sinuses. My eyes are watering like a sad puppy watching Old Yeller, and my nose is a faucet with permanent onsetting. And speaking of faucets, let's talk about Mother Nature's indecisiveness. May showers are supposed to bring May flowers, right?
Right.
Great. But apparently May showers also come with the option of a surprise flash flood that turns your street into a mini Venice. You walk outside feeling all optimistic about spring, and then bam, you're ankle deep in a rouge puddle, wondering if you should invest in gondolas.
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 But hey,
yes.
At least May has some redeeming qualities. We've got Cinco de Mayo,
yep.
A celebration so festive that it practically forces you to wear a sombrero and eat your weight in tacos. Graduation season's also in full swing, which means witnessing the pure, unadulterated joy of people much younger than you who haven't yet discovered the crushing weight of student loan debt. And let's not forget the unofficial start of barbecue season.
Yeah.
Hot dogs, burgers, questionable potato salad, the perfect recipe for a heart attack, and the food coma that lasts until Labor Day.
Hey, my potato salad rocks. Okay, go ahead.
So, May, you're a confusing month. Your sunshine and sniffles, sunshine and snow tires, sunshine and sunscreen stained everything. But hey, at least you're not February. Here's to hoping you iron out your kinks next year. May, in the meantime, pass the allergy meds and the burger buns. And there is my sad Sunday morning observation. Happy May.
Well, it is true. This is a nasty little month, and I'll tell you, my son is going in for allergy testing, which means no antihistamines for a week and a half.
I can't take antihistamines because they make me drowsy.
Well, and there are a few that are non-drowsy.
Yeah, but it's like you got to go and get a prescription.
No. I'll hook you up later. I know a guy. Don't worry about it. I got Carmine.
I tell people I know a guy.
Carmine's on it. Don't worry. Hey, Guido, you got them special, the blue ones. They don't make them,
the ones that you can't see when they look in your eyes. Yeah. You know, they don't see a pupil depletion.
It's in the drawer, Mark. Dems. Get them over here. Yeah. Amphetamine. No, don't say that on the radio. That will get arrested. All right. Now,
I got to tell you, though, Dan. Listen, man, it's like the last 2 weeks have been absolutely miserable because, pollen counts have been high. And see, yesterday, we got a little taste of winter. You know, again, it was kind of cool and damp and cloudy.
Oh,
and
drizzly.
Today we're going into summer with high temperatures in the 80s.
Wait. But I'm okay. I'm okay because we had a quarter of an inch of rain, which washed off most of the pollen. When I woke up yesterday morning, I had 5 green cars. And then by the afternoon, I had 2 green cars, a blue car, and 2 silver. So we're making progress.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. I mean, what I do is because I'm not really a sunny person anyway. Because, well, number one, that's for other people. every once in a while, I do like to come out on my porch.
Yeah.
And sit. And imbibe in, the wonders of nature, Cannabis City. Yeah. And, and it's like, and I can only stay out for maybe 5 or 10 minutes.
Why? What happens?
Well, because what happens is first off, and then it's.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And so then I have to go back in my house. I put on my little shawl and I turn around and I creep back into my house.
Yeah. So I have my little 38-pound dog, as you know, and she is at the right height for all the grass. So, and sure enough, she'll come in and she can't breathe. She's all closed up. So she's on antihistamines as well.
Oh, my God. And then, of course, like I say, and then we get the real fun part of spring and summer for your animals. It's tick, flea and tick season.
Oh, yeah. No, she's on a steady regiment. But, hey, you know what?
Dun, 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 dun.
It's that time.
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, I've heard so much this week about this. As a matter of fact, this morning, I heard from that station up north, at the sugary drink station.
Yeah, what'd you hear?
That they were talking about music and how music's about to be affected by AI.
Oh, forget that.
We know about the Beatles' last song.
Yeah.
It was awful, by the way. It was awful.
Yeah, it was awful.
Again, they should have just left that in the trunk. But there's new knowledgeable stuff that you need to know about artificial intelligence. And for that, I turn to my partner, Dan Mason.
Well, there were 2 AI stories that made my brain fall apart. You may have some, but I want to share these 2 stories that just made me go, what did I just see? Now, the first one, earlier this week, Adobe released I don't know what to call it. It's magic. It's absolute magic. It will take a blurry, fuzzy picture, a nasty video.
Bigfoot.
Like a nasty video of Bigfoot. And through AI, through interpretation, it will upscale that to 4K. I don't know how it does it. I think what it does is it realizes what it's looking at. It realizes what should be there. It then extrapolates exactly where these things need to be, and then it recreates and builds what you're looking at, and it is absolutely frighteningly wonderful. That's one. Number two.
Now before you go on to number 2,
yeah.
See, again, the good thing about number 1 is that, lots of people have those old photographs.
I do too.
They're all crinkled and wrinkled, and it's like, and if they've got a way that they can now suppress and save those things.
No. This is video. Like, you've got this old, nasty, low definition VHS recording
Debbie Does Dallas.
Of Debbie Does Dallas. It will bring it up to 4K quality. You think you're there, you know? It is absolutely mind-boggling. It cleans it up. There was an image where it was just a blur. It was like a hazy blur, and all of a sudden, because it could figure out when you're moving just a little bit. All right, so here's how it works. All right, now when I move an image in front of the camera, right? I'm not getting the whole image because, let's say I'm holding up a pencil, all right? I'm just seeing this blur, this yellow blur go back and forth. But there are points along the edge where that image is perfect. Then it understands that's a pencil, and it can find out all the little details along the edge as you're moving that pencil back and forth. So it takes that and builds that and creates a 3D perfect model of it and drops that into place. And it does it with everything. So anything you're looking at, anything that's moving, it will rebuild it from scratch. The second creepy thing that I saw today, this is from China. It's called the S1 robot. I don't know if you've seen this video. It's going viral.
I have not.
Okay. It looks like it is basically stationary with a very thin torso and these big bulbous arms. But if you've seen the earlier videos that I talked about last week where they were like, hey, I need for you to pick up and hand me something that's food, right? It goes through the language model and you hear it go. It's almost like Robbie the Robot. You hear, yes, I will do this, right? It takes like a few seconds for it to happen. This thing coming in from China is live. Like, it's, hey, I want you to do X, Y, and Z. Okay. And it just as quickly as it happens, its arm goes out, picks it up, does this, drops it into place. It was sorting things in a bin. It threw a paper airplane into a garbage can from like 20 feet away. It was able to stack and unstack cups. It was
Dan.
Real.
Dan.
Yeah.
Dan.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Chinese, I told you last year, the Chinese had developed this line of dolls, companion dolls. There you go. Waka dolls. Well, it's like there were already dolls that were out there that, you know, men swore were as close as you can get.
Nope.
I got a feeling. Boy, yep. It's gonna get even closer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's getting better and better, boys and girls. So sit back and relax.
That's
As the warlords come and they take us all away, we're all going to be succumbed very, very rapidly. Speaking of technology.
Oh, God.
You've heard of this little company called Tesla?
Yeah, you know, oh, by the way, Elon Musk is again the richest man in the world.
Well, this week, because all Tesla trucks have been recalled.
They're on sale now. Get yours now.
Just send $24.95 to $24.95 to PO Box 9022, Fredericksburg, Virginia 2243. No, so apparently they've all been recalled. Every last Tesla truck has been recalled because there's this. Now, as you know, all new cars go by what they call like fly-by-wire. So you're not really pressing down a gas pedal. You're not really turning a steering wheel and having it linked directly to the tires. It's all by wire. You're familiar with that? The
yes.
Technology? Okay, that's how airplanes fly, unfortunately.
And you don't even have to have a high school diploma.
Yeah, you know. Now, we'll talk about airplane in a minute. But apparently, there was this glue that they used for the rubber fitting or something on the gas pedal. So apparently what happens is the glue actually dislodges itself. That little decorative plate slides up as you're hitting the gas pedal down, and there's this little tiny ledge, and that little plastic piece gets stuck inside the ledge, and you're automatically going. There's no way to stop the vehicle. So apparently Tesla has to recall them because it was the wrong glue.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Because it's like you can learn so much from these videos that people shoot. There was a little Chinese woman. She was in a car and she was telling us about, you know, again, what happens if your speedometer gets stuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know, first off, you know, you want to make sure you keep yourself, keep the wheel straight as you can.
Yeah.
You don't jerk up on the emergency brake, but you do kind of tap the emergency brake so that you can start to slow the vehicle down.
True.
And then, because if you jerk it and you do it automatically all the way, guess what? You're going to be rolling over and over and over and over and over and
make
over.
Sure you got your seatbelts on, boys and girls.
And that's it. So I mean, like I say, so that's
just
the,
take it
one
out
of the, I think, you know, again, that you, I did not know this.
Hmm.
I did not know this till yesterday, and I've been driving for over 40 years, yeah. Man.
Wow.
So,
wow.
That's again where the internet can be your friend.
See, but that's the deal. If you have stick, just drop it into neutral.
And pull the emergency brake. Yeah, because those wheels will slow down.
Yeah, it'll just come. You know. Inertia will slow down, and you'll come to a complete stop. So, yeah. Also, speaking of cars. And speaking of electric cars, Teslas are what? $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you like a nice 32,000 mile Chevy Volt for like $20,000? That's right. As it turns out, Hertz is unloading their entire line of the Chevy Volt because, quite frankly, nobody wanted to rent them. Because, you know, hey, it's all charged up. Great. Where do I go get it recharged?
Service department line one.
Hey, Michael's towing. How can I help you? Yeah, I just rented this thing. Yeah. So if you're looking for a Chevy Volt, go to Hertz's website. Apparently, they're unloading them for like a song. But again, you have to have the
the
system in your home. That's right.
Off the lot.
Yep. Yep. So, oh my gosh, it's an absolute train wreck. I don't know what to tell you, but yeah, that's what's going on.
I was gonna ask you about this, Dan, because you are the techno buff, and you were the first person that I knew that actually had a hybrid car.
Yes.
You know, again, we're not gonna make this anytime soon, are we?
Make electric cars?
We're not gonna make this the standard of living anytime soon.
It's coming. It is coming. The problem is the law is gonna roll out before the infrastructure. That's the major problem. But here's the other thing people forget. All right, you own a Tesla, you own a Chevy Volt. You're going to work and you're coming home, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah. When you come home, you bring it to the garage or you get the extension cord and you plug in the car. And then you wake up in the morning and you unplug it and you get. So your car is constantly charged while you're at home, which is where most people are driving. The only problem is if you decide you want to go from here on the East Coast over to California, you need to plan that trip very,
you
got to
map that bad boy out.
Yep.
To the minute, man, it's like, yep. If you're off by a millisecond, man.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you got a 4-ton piece of garbage. The other thing that people don't realize is these new electric vehicles, because you're now carrying around more fuel in the form of a battery, your tires tear out faster than an internal combustion engine.
So here is my question to you, my friend. Why the hell should I want to convert to an electric car?
Well, if you want to get a nice warm fuzzy that you're basically just grabbing, you know, the essence of the sun, because you could have a solar panel sitting on your roof and then it'll charge up a battery that, you know, runs your car. You could basically live off the grid or get off the grid and have a car. But to do it is such a monumental undertaking. For instance, right now, and we talked about this previously, people are going door to door and they're selling solar panels on top of people's houses. And I equate that to the late 1980s, where everyone had these big 12-foot dishes in their backyard cable. Do you remember those?
I was talking about that. I was just talking about that 2 days ago. Yes, I did. I had a 12-foot dish, and it's like, and I had a controller, and I could pull all the satellites, all the satellite transponders.
That's right.
And then, of course, they got smart, because then they found a way to lock those channels out. That's right.
And then you have people like my buddy who's going to be visiting me today, who goes, oh, let me show you how to bypass that. Anyway, so...
is he one of those?
Yeah, well, he's an engineer. So he's like, oh, see, that's scrambled. Yeah. So what you do is get a piece of aluminum foil and you wrap it around the cable. Yeah. And then that makes a shield. Yeah. And then you slide it up and down until you hit that frequency. And I went, what? Anyway, I won't get into that. But anyway, so that is what I'm thinking. Right now, solar panels are the 12-inch discs in the backyard. And and I'm not having that. I'm just not having that. Because,
like I said, I had one of those. And here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Every one of those, when you get Dish or DirecTV, you know, of course, they bring those dishes out there, and those are yours.
Yes.
They never take them back. Nope. They never come back to get them. So, I mean, in my yard, there was first this big 12-foot dish.
Yes.
And it's like, and I'll tell you the funny story real quick. I was with a stupid woman at the time, and I had said to her, I said, look, if your thunderstorm comes up, please go through the house and disconnect the satellite, because if it takes a hit,
house is fried. Yep.
Hey, it's like, so I'm driving home that one morning, man, it's like in a storm. The car is like, it's like 6 inches away from where the storm is coming over my head.
Mm-hmm.
I pull into my driveway out here.
Too late.
Get in the house. It's like the dish is fried, the receiver is fried, the VCR is fried, the television is fried. I am mad as a hornet.
All right. Here's my take on it. If I go to Walmart and there's a row where I can purchase this new power technology, and there's a guy, as I'm walking there, he's got a little tiny table going, hey, man, who's your service with your power technology? Okay, now I know the technology has arrived. That's when I want to embrace it. But right now, if it's some guy coming to my door going,
hey, we could put some satellite things on your roof.
Who is it?
No, get away.
Who is it?
Yeah, no, so I am not embracing it right now. As a matter of fact, they're now saying, these solar panels, you know, it might make more sense to put a big, huge blade in your backyard. And now they're like, oh, now that's the new technology. No. I'm still waiting for that perfect technology. It's coming. We're not there yet.
Oh, God. It's like, don't you push that button, because I can see you getting close. Yep. I'm looking at my clock over here.
Well, Freddy's right, over there.
I have got a warning for everybody, because you know what is coming? The noisiest, ugliest.
Yeah, where are they?
They're coming.
Where are they?
And here's the thing. Normally, we only get one or two of the cicada space species.
Yes.
This is the one where all seven species come out of the ground.
Yeah, where are they?
All right, don't worry. They're coming.
And they're
I'm trying to give you a warning, because there are really, you know, SWPs rule the world, and that's unfortunate. Because they're also the people who tell you, you want to try something delicious? Here, you want to try this? Eat this cicada. FDA is warning people not to eat them. Because especially if you have a seafood allergy.
Mm.
Now, two swarms of cicadas are waking up from 13 and 17-year naps. The FDA says that the insect's hard shell exterior can trigger reactions in those allergic to shellfish.
That's right.
Cicadas have been dubbed the shrimp of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I don't know. Did you ever take a look at one of these ugly SOBs?
Yeah.
They are the worst looking thing. Big, red, ugly eyes. I mean, it's like, no. And I'm not going to put anything that looks like that in my mouth. Yeah. I've eaten a lot of crap in my life, but I am not putting any of that away.
Yeah.
However, if you are my enemy and you have a seafood allergy, hey, may I suggest that you get the cicadas on a plate?
Go away. Besides, they're better as grubs.
I'm sorry.
Hell yeah, bro.
Today in history, April 28th, 1789. Mutiny on the Bounty. Lieutenant William Bligh and 18 sailors are set adrift as the rebel crew returns home. And then they made that really cool movie about him in the 60s. Kind of looked like a little Napoleon, you know what I mean? 1920. Azerbaijan is added to the Soviet Union. Yeah, they just kind of picked up and squished it right in there. 1930. The very first night game of organized baseball takes place in Independence, Kansas. The very next night, they decided to use lights. 1932, a vaccine for yellow fever is announced to be used in humans. It's protective for about 95% of the people vaccinated. The other 5%, sorry. 1952, Dwight D. Eisenhower resigns from the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, and in 1969, Charles de Gaulle resigns from the presidency of France. What are the odds of this happening on the same day? And finally, 2001, millionaire Dennis Tito becomes the world's first space tourist. That's right, gang. You got $20 to $35 million to throw away? Give a call to the Russians, and they'll be more than happy to put you on one of their Soyuz spacecrafts. You better bring something to do, because you'll be up there for about a week, week and a half. Just not a whole lot to do up there, except maybe float. I mean, it's not like they're going to let you run the spacecraft or anything, you know. I'm Dan Mason, and that's April 28th.
When you're out on the road and you want something good to eat, and you don't want to waste no goddamn time, you want some food fast, tasty, cheap, come on down to Brimley's, where we only got five things. We got soda pop, we don't even got no diet, so don't even f***ing ask. We got the best goddamn chicken sandwich you ever had, and we got a cheeseburger that's second to none. That leaves us with two more items for our menu. Cause remember, we only got five things. That leaves us with French fries. Crispy, delicious, moist on the inside, and lots of goddamn salt. What could that fucking fifth item be? How about the best goddamn macaroni and cheese you ever fucking put in your mouth? That's right. Ripley's only got five things. Soda, chicken sandwich, a cheeseburger, French fries, mac and cheese. And don't ask us for a goddamn salad. And don't ask for a goddamn diet soda. And if you don't like the cheese, we'll fucking peel it off, because we ain't doing no special orders. They's all getting cheese on them. And if you want condiments, we got ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, relish, and diced onions. Help your goddamn self, because we're not here to serve you. We're here to serve you.
Come down to Brimley's. Brimley's, really good food.
Damn good food.
Now available in 22 great locations.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Faster than a bullet, stronger than a diesel, leaps tall buildings in a bound. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No. What is it? It's Superman. In the thick of danger, helping friend or stranger, wherever evil can be found. Is it a bird? No. Is it a plane? No. Who is it? It's Superman. Made of granite, X-ray eyes and super brain. Is it a bird? No. Is it a plane? No. What is it? It's Superman.
Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. more powerful than a locomotive.
Sorry about that, gang. But now we must return you to the slave in a single bound.
Able to eat my Aunt Sarah's casserole without dying. It's
look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's a frog.
It's not a bird, nor plane, nor even frog. It's just little old me.
Underdog.
All right, first off.
Hold it. Hold
that
it.
That was.
Wait.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
That was the very worst Superman theme I have ever heard. I mean, you know, it's like
that was Superman, the video singers and orchestra in today in commemoration of today being National Superhero Day. So
okay, because National Superman Day is actually June 12th. You don't. I'm serious. Okay. Look it up. June 12th is actually Superman Day.
We'll come to that when it happens. We'll come to that.
So just remember that. But don't play that stupid song again.
Oh, Superman. So that'll be a Wednesday. So we'll miss out on that. So that'll be for you to worry about. If you want to send you that recording. It sounds like a Disney recording. Jingle Jimer Hammer Schmidt. All right. This portion of the Slade Mason Show is brought to you by I see something icy. Yes, we are deep in it. It is going to be hot today. And that
some
means.
Some like it hot and some like.
All right. Now, so.
I got. Before you start, I want to tell you, I have a particular kind of ice cream that I eat. And I thought, well, you know, again, I usually get it. It's like double fudge cookie, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they also make. Believe it or not, a dairy-free sorbet.
Oh, yeah.
So I decided to try their dairy-free sorbet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
What?
It has very similar qualities
mm-hmm.
to icy something icy. The problem, ooh, though, yeah. is that it is not smooth because nope. it's frozen.
Yeah.
You know, yep. it's hard, but the texture when you get it in has similar qualities. Well, don't make the mistake that I made trying to find a substitute for icy something icy. Just go to the real deal itself.
That's right. And if you're looking to find out where they are, you can visit their website. You can go to Facebook. And icy something icy is a special treat. It is. It's my buddy, Sheila, and her very large, he's going to beat the living you-know-what out of you, husband Al. And they have acquired a food truck, and they have had it cleaned within an inch of its life. They had it rebuilt from the inside out. They had it painted fire engine red, and on the inside is the tastiest thing you've ever had. It is just that. They take these large blocks of ice. They slowly shred them with these rotating blades they got from Italy, these machines, and they make this snowfall. Right in the middle of summer, right in the middle of spring, right in the middle of your day, they're making this snowfall. And then he goes ahead and puts those lovely flavors on top. And man, oh man, oh man, to your point, you take a scoop of that and it just dissolves. It just dissolves in your mouth. It's this wonderful texture. It's a wonderful flavor. So you just have, if you have a good birthday party, corporate event, fundraiser, something like that, give them a call at 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. Go get a pencil. It's 804-617-8827. Go get a quill, 804-617-8827. They're also available on the internet, but you need internet connection. So it's at www, those three W's that says in the World Wide Web, www.icey.com. SOMETHIN.
Leave off the G, for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. They're available on Instagram, Facebook, probably Twitter. I'm not sure. I haven't checked that out yet, but anyway. But yeah, it is a special treat. Give them a call. They are booking up slots right now, so you need to get in there quickly. Again, give them a call, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. The number once again, 804-617-8827.
And believe me, Sheila, you'll be glad you did.
That's right. All right. So, now that song stuck in my head. Jiminy flipping crickets.
You and that stupid Superman song. It's like there's an even worse one than that. They have the Marvel superheroes back in the 1960s. They came up with the Marvel superheroes cartoons, and boy, it is awful. It's a terrible jingle. Yeah.
I know they did that. Look, it's called making a quick buck. Oh, speaking of bucks, all right. Do you want to make a quick $1 million?
Okay. Well, I don't know.
You in the corner.
What do I have to? Does it have anything to do with my removing my clothes or anything like that?
No. I said make money, not lose money. So, look, there are two series of dollar bills that the Federal Reserve accidentally used the exact same serial numbers. That was it. You know, usually you start with a number, you go A, and then it's like this string of like 12 numbers, and then it's B, and then a string of 12. Well, apparently they accidentally used the exact same numbers over again on $1 bills. Now, if you have these matching numbers, then you're in good shape. All you have to do is look through the 600 million $1 bills that were produced in that facility in 2013 and then compare them to the 900 million that were produced in 2016. And then find the two that match, and then, you get yourself $1 million, no problem. So that's all you got to do.
I got a better idea. Why don't I just go to the Federal Reserve with a machine gun and just hold up the place and take my chances?
No. You don't want to do that because I think that's illegal.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
The slight chance that you possibly could get away with it does exist.
I know, but I think that's a federal offense, and even to even think about it.
Well, like I say, but there's a way to get $1 million.
Yeah. So
then I told you about my aspirations. Like, I mean, I love money.
Do you?
And I love
money.
Why don't
you marry it? Like,
and I do think that American currency has been some of the most beautiful currency over the course of the years.
Yes.
What I would like to go and get before I take that dirt nap is I want to have a $500 bill.
They exist. You can get them on eBay.
Oh, yes. You can buy them. They're like $1,700.
Yeah. Go get one.
I have to save my pennies for that because, like I say, again, all of a sudden I have this $500 bill.
Hmm.
And I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know how when you're a kid, you think you see stuff?
Yeah.
I could have swore I saw a $500 bill once.
It's possible. They used to be very prevalent. They used to be used for transferring funds and back and forth. As a matter of fact, the $100 bill is actually the most used dollar bill on the planet. And really,
and
people
don't
use it. It's just for money transfer.
Well, you know why? But because it's like it also has less fibers to, absorb the coke when you snort it up the bill. It's
there
like
you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of money, so let's say you have $23,000 and you decide you want to redo your bathroom, okay? And you get this expensive travertine tile. You ever heard of this stuff?
No.
Okay. Travertine tile is a special type of tile where, let's say there's a mountain, right? And the mountain is allowing rain to come down and there's a cave on the inside, all right? And then the cave starts to get these mineral deposits, not stalactites and stalagmites, but just a buildup of minerals, right? Like the crusty crunchies on the outside of like a faucet head, right? When you're cleaning off your faucet, after five, there's this buildup. Now, a lot of times these will actually happen and they'll move into caves and then the cave will get filled up with this travertine material. So what they do is, and they, you know, blast a part of the mountain away, and they take the big, huge chunk, and they slice it, and they slice it, and they slice it, and they slice it, and they break it down to little tiny tiles about 8 inches square. And then people buy it at Home Depot, and they go ahead and they rebuild their entire bathroom with this beautiful travertine soft surface. It, you know, they can use it where it's like, it, you can either have it smoothed out, or you can have it in its natural rough state. And a lot of people like the rough state version because it looks kind of, you know, get the little marbling. It looks kind of like soft and gooey.
Yeah, anyway, I know a lot of girls who like that rough surface.
Yeah. So anyway, this family was in there, and dad, the guy was visiting his mom and dad. And he was checking out the bathroom, and he's a dentist by trade. And he's looking at this, there's this one tile, and he's looking and goes, that's a jawbone.
Oh my God.
What the? So sure enough, he gets, being, you know, who he is, and he gets a hold of some experts, and they come down, they take a look at the jawbone. And yeah, because occasionally these caves, animals will go in, and you might have like a fossilized tooth or what have you. This was a fossilized bone of a pre-human in the bathroom, in mom and dad's bathroom, just sitting there, a dead person so just, you know, sharing is caring, you know, lots of fun stuff going on there. Weird people do weird things. Oh, speaking of weird things, listen, when you're packing up the towels that clash with your bathroom, speaking of your bathroom, or maybe the boots you didn't like, right? And you send them back to Amazon. Let's all do the world a favor and double check it for your kitty cat. Because kitty cats like boxes. And so the Amazon return facility found a live cat that had survived 6 days in the box after mom and dad shipped it out accidentally to do a return for their boots. So anyway, but with that said, JD, we are at that point right now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And you in the corner.
We are the fattest nation in the world, and every week it is my job to bring to your attention what the food industry is trying to poison our system with.
Mm-hmm.
I start out this one with Chewboom says that CC's Pizza has teamed up with Oreo for a new dessert pizza. The Oreo brownie pizza features Oreo cookie crumbles and a warm brownie base drizzled with sweet icing.
What did I do wrong?
It's available for a limited time on the buffet.
Promise?
And it's $6.99.
Oh, God.
Trend Hunter says Dunkin' Donuts recently teamed up with Milk Bones to create a limited edition vanilla glaze flavored biscuit for Dawn.
Now your dog will get obese. It's great.
Now, let me just tell you, anybody who's listening to me, you're lying if you say you've never tasted a dog biscuit.
I've tasted. I know what a dog biscuit tastes like. Yes.
That's exactly right. Delicious Magazine says Oreo has introduced a new double stuffed New York cheesecake flavor. The cookies feature blonde vanilla biscuits with a zesty cheesecake inspired cream filling.
Nope.
It's going to be 2 times yet before it's all over with. Top Class Action. Yes, Class Action lawsuit against Premier Bread claims their sprouted grain bagels.
Back it up. You something got muffled. All right, class action suit about what?
Class action says a class action lawsuit against Panera Bread claims that their sprouted grain bagels have more regular grains than sprouted grains.
Oh, gosh.
Are we getting small here? The lawsuit alleges that sprouted grains offer higher nutritional value compared to processed ones. Starbucks is facing a similar lawsuit regarding its sprouted grain bagels. Oh, can we just give it a rest? My God. All right. Food and Wine Magazine says Shake Snack is hiring avocado sommeliers. Now, they'll help customers pick the right toppings for their sandwiches. I never thought I needed help with that. Okay. Oh, House Beautiful says SpongeBob SquarePants Rice Krispie Treats are now available in stores. The bars are bright yellow, and that's SpongeBob himself.
Okay, here we go, Squidward.
Hey, Oreo's in the news this week. Chaboom says that Oreo and Sour Patch Kids have created a new cookie called Oreo Sour Patch Kids. Ugh. The limited time cookies will hit stores on May 6th. A matching merch line will be released. Again, that's to sell them doggone stuffed animals. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, Domino's Pizza is launching a new You Tip, We Tip promotion for customers who tip their delivery drivers. When customers tip $3 or more online, they'll receive a $3 coupon for the next online delivery order. Here's the catch to it. If I order once, I'm not going to ever order again, so I don't need to worry about it. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to save you from becoming the fattest people in the world.
Okay. All right. That's really gross. And Oreo's new flavor, vomit. That's right. Yes, with little chunks of crunchies in there, it'll taste like sour yuck.
I just talk about it. You know, you sent me pictures where, of course, where they had these 700 versions of Oreo cookies. And now we've added at least two more.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. There's like five rows of Oreo cookies. And then there's a stand. That was another picture I sent you. Was a separate stand just for a separate Oreo cookies.
Standalones. So, yep.
Oh, my gosh. Whew. All right. You know about Rat Hole?
I lived in a rat hole once.
No. I'm talking about Rat Hole. Chicago's Rat Hole. All right. So here's what happened. There was a famous. So Chicago's a city. It's like any other city. It's like.
No, look, it is not.
It's all just going to happen. There are these, great pictures of where you see like line painters. And there's like a snake in the road, and they just paint over the line of the snake. So sure enough, there was a concrete walkway, and there was an impression that was made by a dead rat. Got squished in, and apparently over time, obviously the rat got eaten away or dissolved or went away. But anyway, people would come to visit Rat Hole in Chicago. And it was like a shrine, and it just became too much for the city. It was like people were like, they're coming in, and then they were blocking the roadway, and then people would get out of their cars and they take pictures, and it's just like, so they finally filled in Rat Hole. But here's the problem. They filled in Rat Hole. So now it looks like a filled in rat hole. So people are visiting the filled in rat hole, and now they're like, they're not even sure what they're going to do. But I just thought I'd share that with you. Rat Hole's been removed. It's been filled with fill rat holes. So. Oh my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring this to your attention. You'll notice that, I have said minimalist contributions to the show, because every week when we end the show, after you go away, it's like I have to listen to Dan going, oh man, I have
67 more things I want to talk about.
It's like, oh my God. So it's like I decided I would go ahead and allow him to get a lot of this stuff off his chest.
All right. I got another one. Okay.
All right. So, you go, buddy.
Two separate places this week have built. Now, two. Think about two. I'm thinking two. 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 Scientific societies. Two separate entities, two separate people invested their time and aggravation to create a camera that takes 10 trillion frames a second so they could watch light slowly move across the screen. Dude.
Let's see here. Yeah. I will say that these are either SWPs or folks who happen to have that indentation in their forehead.
I don't know. I just saw that and I shook my head. I knew there was one that took a trillion frames a second. That was like 2017. That's old school. But 10 trillion frames a second. Now we're talking about something special here.
All right, Dan, it's like, okay, I want a progress report on this $10 billion waste of space we've got there called, which is that telescope called?
Which one? Oh, James Webb.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, okay, so.
Got some good pictures.
Have they seen the guy on the cloud?
Got
yet?
Lots of good pictures. No God yet. Haven't seen God.
No winged beings.
No, we saw it. We saw an Oreo shaped a nodule. It's gonna go supernova pretty soon. We'll get to see that one. Nothing magical.
Little old gray haired guy sitting on a cloud. Nope.
Haven't found him yet. But I will say this. Now, like NASA. National Aeronautical Space Administration.
That's right. Don't even bother, because I got another one for it.
So that A, the first A, where they look at things that are flying locally in the air, they need to do a little better job with a little company called Boeing. Turns out another 767. Now, this one was built in 1990. Shortly after takeoff, apparently the Delta Flight emergency. When you land on the ground and those little raft like devices pop out and you can slide down the slides into safety, right? Well, apparently one of those just kind of went boing, just took off, and they felt the whole plane go boom, like that and shake, and they go ding 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 ding, warning. There was no, they didn't tell what it was. It was just some issue. When they flew back, they landed, and there's a whole big section missing where, that ramp was located. And now they if anybody if you find it, can you please let us know?
Fold it up and bring it back.
Yeah, because we kind of need that. Yeah, we need to do a little investigation.
I got to tell you, do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Little Abner cartoons?
Vaguely.
Okay, there was a character in Little Abner, really funny looking dude, always had this black cloud over his head.
Okay.
That's Boeing right now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's like every day there seems to be something found out about a Boeing plane that's missing a piece or one piece didn't hold. Mm-hmm. Whistleblowers are, of course, just exploding all over Congress.
Or dying magically.
I used to love flying.
Uh-huh. I don't.
And like I say, I think that I still think that the jaunt from Washington to New York, you can do that in 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm. But those are better. Those are the smaller planes. Those aren't fly by wire. Those are actually like little puddle jumpers. They're like, you can actually get, some of them are still propeller. So those are safe.
But you see, again, I'm not hearing that. It's like, what I'm thinking is that, how do I know? I got to check to make sure. Hey, is this a Boeing? No, I'll wait for the next one.
Yeah, mine were Airbuses, except for the last one was the Boeing 737. So it was older ones. I was happy about that. But
remember, flying cars are coming.
Great. Oh, by the way,
Tesla will make the flying cars.
I know you don't like cooking.
I love eating. I just don't like
eating.
Cooking.
Yep. Yeah. So, if you go over to a friend's house and, they are offering you some dish or something like that, and it tastes a little funky, you might want to do like what this daughter did when she went in and after she was having mom's chicken, roast chicken. And she's like, Mom, this tastes a little interesting. What did you do here? Well, I was just cooking a little bit. I got this new olive oil. And the daughter looks and she looks at the olive oil. It says 100% virgin olive oil. Okay. In it. Okay. And sodium lauryl sulfate. It was shampoo. Makes your hair silky.
You got me on that one, Dano.
What a maroon.
Oh, man.
Oh, look. It's got olive oil in it.
Hey, olives.
I'm glad it wasn't that conditioner that had egg. Remember the conditioner from the 70s that had egg in it?
Oh, you mean the one that made women go,
my hair's so silky. Yeah. I'd love to try that mom's omelets. Well, that's going to do it for us, boys and girls. Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. All right, that was 364. Next year, next episode is our year's worth of the Slade and Mason Show.
Virginia, tomorrow, the world. Oh, that was classy, man. That was classy, Dano. Did you get it out of your system, though, now?
I feel now better. There's only a couple stories I didn't talk about.
Good, but it's like, you know, again, I tried to give you the lion's share.
This
like
one.
I said, all I did was contributed to the laughter.
This one. This story. Didn't do that one. All right, there's always next week. Yeah.
Mayday's coming. Mayday is coming. Mayday, Mayday.
Mayday, Mayday. Red alert.
Not to mention Cinco de Mayo. Oh, yes. So we'll have all kinds of things to talk about as we head into the real part of spring. You know, the real spring.
All right. We'll see you all next week, everybody. God willing. Bye-bye.
Yes. As Indiana. Good Lord, the creek don't rise. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.